906 on your Saturday. Welcome to another edition of the Saturday Sports Connection presented by ServPro of Vermilion County on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app. I'm Chad Baker down the line. Across the water and in onto the island, it is the coach, John Spezia.
Well, I'm not up a palm tree, which would be awfully nice. It looks awfully clear blue sky, and I don't see any cruise ships coming in. It looks like a calm day in the island, so I mean, that's good for me.
Are you saying the port is empty?
The port is empty, and there's about four of them in the other day I saw, so that's a big deal for those people. Tourism's a big deal. They're working on some other things. A very beautiful island. Again, I guess I have to put a plug in for them. The infrastructure, and we have a big college tournament coming in January with College of DuPage out of Naperville coming in. There'll be more information as we work on it, but they're coming in. The start of a tournament we hope that'll expand over the years, and I'm doing the 3-on-3. I think I'm going to Mexico, hopefully, end of November. So a lot of big things coming up. I got a daughter and grandkids coming in December. So a lot of good things. But a lot of good things happened for Maine County with the Westville Tigers.
We've got Westville into the second round. And, of course, that'll be a game we'll have later on this afternoon. Hopefully, keeping fingers crossed, keeping an eye on the weather, that the weather holds up. We may see some rain by the end of that game. The latest weather forecast, I know that looking at it the last couple of days, it looked like it might be there, which there again with the cramped space of trying to fit all the media outlets in there. And
you got to get the Howard Cosell of the Westville Tigers, Dr. Miller, in there. So, you know, he does about every online thing, from girls grade school basketball to volleyball to the football. So I'm just beginning, if he's thinking about going into the media, maybe ESPN's looking at him.
About to say, you know, maybe we should extend the invitation there. But yeah, I tell you, you know, for all the renovations that they've done, and a great job that they have, round two of the IHSA playoffs, everybody coming together, going to really test the facilities here to find out whether or not they need to add on, or to see what.
Well, they got the nice where the visitors are. They had a nice booth over there, I think.
Yeah, and that will be full, and that will be full as well. So yeah, it's there again. It's a sought after game. You know, you have DuQuoin coming in 9-1 on the year, Westville 10-0, and. And there again, I anticipate the stands to be full too, because of the kind of process of elimination. Folks that are fans of high school football that don't have another game regionally to go to, or maybe they don't want to go far away from Vermilion County to go see football, they're going to go there.
I'm going to put a quick plug in. Of course, Carrollton beat Oakwood last week, 28-14, and Duso beats Salt Fork 28-7. So those two were around, and the BHR got beat last week also. Mm-hmm. So I'd say the only one that's even close to you is Clifton Central, and they're not going to come all the way. Those people are going to come all the way down.
Yeah.
They might. Yeah. Sometimes that happens, but they're playing.
Absolutely. So, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's get it rolling here. We want to thank our sponsors for supporting Saturday Sports Connection and sports in general here on WITY. Of course, our presenting sponsor, ServPro of Vermilion County. ServPro like it never even happened. UHAS Diagnostics, east of exit 210 on Route 150. Got back, hit that frontage road at the Henning Road four-way there, and backtrack for your newest Napa Auto and Truck Care Center, heavy truck care center, by the way. And they work on golf carts and all kinds of stuff there. OSF Healthcare, osfhealthcare.org, providing from urgent care and convenient care here in Danville, all the way up to cancer and specialized care. Country financial agent Dustin Ehler, we are on the precipice of seeing the return of the East Central Illinois Wrestling Digest. That's going to start creeping in next couple of weeks. And of course, Dustin will be on board for that here again this year. You can find his new office on North Main Street, north side of Fairmount, Illinois. Latos Hardware for all those hard-to-find items and all those gift ideas. Head to Latos Hardware in Westville. Make sure you say hi to Fifi and our good friends over at El Toro, 619 South Gilbert Street. For the best of Mexican dining, visit El Toro of Danville. As Coach mentioned, we had a game last weekend. Our OSF game of the week was Oakwood's first-round playoff game. They would come up short against Carrollton by a count of 28-14. The Ross's boss of the week, courtesy of Ross Webb State Farm agent in Danville, was Carrollton's Charlie Stump, who was a menace in every sense of the word on the field, but seems like a very humble gentleman. Our own Will Schill had this this moment with him.
Charlie Stump, number two, Carrollton Hawks. Big road playoff game. Just how's that feel, first of all?
Feels pretty good. We're pretty much underdogs coming into this, and their line weighs almost double ours, so, and we just have the grittiness to beat them. So
yeah, so you have three total touchdowns, two rushing, one receiving. Do you like doing one of the others better? As long as you get paid, you're happy.
It's pretty tiring, but someone's got to do it.
Yeah, that's right. And then you guys had some big explosive plays today, not just long drives. What do you think helps your team get those explosive plays, including yourself, when you're able to break that big catch and that big run?
I think defense is a big part of what gets our offense fired up. Our coach has some good schemes that puts us in a good position to make them.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time. Go celebrate with your team. Have a good trip home.
All right. Thanks.
Carrollton and Charlie Stump move on. They're 7-3. Oakwood ends their season 7-3. And there again, we talked a little bit last week, Coach. Building blocks are there. Now it's the next step for these Oakwood Comets to continue their trek into the upper tier of the Vermilion Valley Conference.
Well, also, it takes a lot of time, a lot of effort. And Coach Lee's done that from, you know, weight rooms to summer 7-on-7. And keeping in contact. And it's even tougher because Coach Lee doesn't teach or administrator at the school system, which makes it even a little bit tougher. But he's done a good job there. You know, he's a former Comet and played at Illinois State and played with the pro. So he's got a pretty good handle on what he does. And again, obviously surrounding himself with really good people. It's the building of a culture and a program. It takes time. It isn't going to happen overnight. And I think you're going to see Georgetown Rich Farm do the same thing eventually. And of course, BHR, you know, they had a little bit down season, but down season they got into the playoffs. And Coach is, he's been there long enough. And he did, all he does is just rebuild and just keeps coming back every year. So there you go. That's the same way with Coach Goodlove. You know, Coach Goodlove had some years where he didn't win any games.
Yeah.
And they stayed with him, and he stayed with the program, and he's built a foundation. They've got an unbelievable facility, probably the best in Central Illinois. You know, he's doing it the right way, and you know, God bless them. Let's hopefully they keep going on and beat DeCoin today.
Elsewhere in Class 1A playoffs last weekend, as Coach mentioned, Dupo knocked off Salt Fork, so Dupo and Carrollton getting together today. And the loss, the Storm's Zayden Bromley, 8-for-22 passing, 117 yards, a touchdown, 2 interceptions, 12 rushing attempts, on they held down 32 yards in the loss. Salt Fork ends their season 5-5. GCMS over Ottawa Marquette, 28-6 for GCMS. Tucker Mueller, 8-for-13 passing, 141 yards, 3 touchdowns for the Falcons. Tuscola would lose to Nokomis, 28-19. Dylan Graves in the loss for the Warriors, 17 rushes, 160 yards, and a touchdown. Other games in Class 1A last weekend, Hardin-Calhoun defeats Villa Grove, 48-6. Clifton Central moves on. They knock off Knoxville, 24-6. In 2A, Westville pummels Shelbyville last week in 49-6. Jack Eister with 2 touchdowns in the win. BHRA comes up short against Pena, 43-14. Liam Parrish, 147 yards rushing and a touchdown on 16 carries. ALAH moves on. They knocked off Marshall, 27-14. Eastern Frederick in the win for the Knights, and 8 rushes, 73 yards and a touchdown. Row of Forsyth makes the long trek to Chester and dominates 26-14. Tri-Valley shuts down Richards, going to Chicago to do that, 44-0. It was Sterling Newman, Central Catholic, 43, Ridgeview, Lexington, 8. And 3A, Unity over Mount Carmel last week in 42-14. Crew Eckstein, 9 rushes, 73 yards, 2 touchdowns. Monticello dumps Paris, 48-16. Nolan Benekamper, for Monticello, 8 of 18 passing, 210 yards, 2 touchdowns, also had 93 rushing yards on 14 carries. St. Joe Ogden's Lucas Smith kicking a 43-yard field goal as time expires to defeat Benton 17-14.
Well, some big wins there for Unity and St. Joe Ogden. I haven't seen the schedule from today, but you know they're going to run into each other. Sam and Monticello won 48-16 over Paris. So, and Benton Central.
Unity and Monticello play today. And then St. Joe Ogden, they would have a chance if it would be in the semifinal game.
Okay. Well, so, I see Bloomington Central Catholic won 41-20 over Princeton. So,
yeah.
You never know. They could all end up back at each other.
Class 5A, it was Oak Forest over Centennial, ending their season 38-12. Ty Hunt in the loss, 9-14 passing, 95 yards and a TD. Muhammad Seymour moves on. They defeat Marion 35-21. Kankakee downs Lamont 19-3. Eight-man playoffs last weekend. Amboy ends Milford Sista Park season 68-8. Amboy's pretty tough. And San Ann over Metro East Lutheran 39-20. Games last night, Riverton Park season.
Let me make a comment there, Chad, about San Ann real quickly. I've talked to people up in that area, and they've really pushed going back to football. They tell me they're really good. They got running backs, and they have an all AstroTurf football field with same like Westville with the all-weather track. I think they've really pushed it. They hadn't had football, in St. Ann for a long time, probably 30 years, and they have co-op with some people, but they're on their own, and sounds like they got it going.
That they do. Game last night, IHSAA sectionals. Riverton Park comes up short, their first loss of the year. They lose to South Putnam 29-21 on the Illinois side. The only game regionally that we had was Bishop Mack losing to IC Catholic 37-27. Today, in the 1A playoffs, Lena Winslow and GCMS getting together at 2. Clifton Central at Dwight at 4 in 1A. In 2A, it's a 1 p.m. kickoff for Cumberland at ALAH. 2 p.m. kickoff for OSF Game of the Week. That's Westville hosting DuQuoin. That's a 1:30 State Farm agent Kurt Ellis pregame. 2 p.m. kickoff. Courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio this afternoon from Memorial Field. Rock Ridge is at Tri-Valley. Johnson City at Moroa Forsyth, also 2 p.m. kickoffs. 2 p.m. kickoffs in 3A. It's Unity hosting Monticello. St. Joe Ogden down at Roxana to take on the Shells. 5A playoffs, Muhammad Seymour at Washington at 2 p.m. Kickoff at 3 p.m. for Kankakee hosting Providence Catholic. And in 8-man action, St. Ann on the road to take on Polo. 2 p.m. That's where you say Barcos there,
yeah,
Coach.
I always get a big kick out of those, like Polo and some of those. That's always a treat to
one of the great mascots of the state of Illinois, the Polo Barcos.
Polo Barcos, along with the Hoops and Corn Jerker. You can't make that.
Oh, right. Yeah. Somebody had to be very innovative to think, well, hey, you know, we're going to name this town Polo.
Then the Cobden Apple Knockers.
The Orphans, the Wooden Shoes.
Yep, there you go. I'm thinking of one.
The Pretzels.
Used to be, yep, the Freeport Pretzels.
Both Freeport and New Berlin. So,
yep, there you go.
It's not just one pretzel. It's multiple pretzels. Maybe they'll open
then
up.
You forgot your hometown, the Effingham Flaming
the
Hearts.
Flaming Hearts. Yeah.
You are kind of a Flaming Heart. You're a Libra.
Libra.
You're out there.
I don't know if I'm that, but yeah, maybe.
You're just a lovable teddy bear.
Most people will call that. Most people will call that an arrhythmia, I think. But
well, here's the ironic part that people don't know. Your birthday's on the 4th and mine's on the 5th.
Actually, I'm the day after. I'm the 6th.
Oh, 6th.
So,
okay,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
You're in the neighborhood, though. So.
I was a neighbor. I'm trying to think there was somebody else on the 4th. I think Chauncey Rice is in that neighborhood of in October. Maybe he's somewhere in that area.
Yeah.
They always tell me great coaches are born in October, and I always have that question. Jim Shepard, I said, you know, Bob Knight was born in October, John Wooden, and I said, Shepard was the third one. And he said, well, let me think about that. And I said, you're talking to him, so.
Of course, with wins today, everybody will move on next weekend. And so we'll have that shaken out likely with Saturday games. But keep an eye on WITYradio.com/sports as we get all the final stuff in today and tonight. So we'll get the updated third round pairings as they become available. And we'll get the there again, beat the clock to try to get the where these teams are going and when they will be going there before the IHSA mandated deadline of 3 p.m. on Monday. Switching gears here to cross country action. Oh, it is state final day, Coach. Peoria is jamming right now.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. I see the sectional. St. Joe won that one with and beat La Salette and
by
Cumberland
three
was third.
Points. Yeah, it's hard to talk about a tight race to the finish there coming down the chute. You're La Salette Lions was a regional winner and. Came in second in the Cumberland sectional, which is held, I believe they still hold that at Lakeland College down there. I think Cumberland has moved their home court to Lakeland. They used to have a really nice court or a really nice path around their school setting, and then in recent years, I think they moved it to Lakeland just to have a little bit of a variance there in the course because around the school. Pretty flat, and I think I included a former rail bed similar to kind of what Georgetown has. And then with Lakeland, they used to have, for folks that remember back in years, I can't remember if it was Kiwanis or Rotary that had the Vita course, which was the 80s version of of American Ninja Warrior, where you had little stops throughout the grounds to do calisthenics and exercising and whatnot. I knew that Effingham had a Vita course out at Evergreen Hollow Park.
Well, it couldn't be worse than the Crispin one, the Cowchip Classic.
The Cowchip Classic.
About that, yeah. You got to be a high stepper to get through that one.
Careful not to pull some hammies.
Well, there could be a splash party for a lot of people.
That it could. So last weekend at the Cumberland sectional, St. Joe Ogden, La Salette, Cumberland Unity, St. Anthony, Monticello, those teams moving on along with Heritage's Clark Rowland and Paris's Harrison Hayes. Girls advancing last weekend from Cumberland, Shelbyville, St. Joe Ogden, Marshall, Urbana Uni High, Unity, St. Anthony, of course, with the reigning state champion Isabella Keller. Going to advance to today along with Oakwood Salt Forks' Callie Richardson. At the Lyle Senior Sectional last weekend, you had Hoopston Area and PBL both advancing from there, so they'll join the fray over in Peoria. Nobody on the girls' side. And then Mattoon Sectional last weekend, Muhammad Seymour advancing there as the champion of that sectional. Nobody locally. I believe Danville was part of that, Reuven Bailey. Ending his career there, and of course they now move on to winter sports over there. Boys soccer, one game to talk about. That was last weekend, sectional championship over Williamsville, Class 2A, the host team in St. Joe Ogden's great run here, 2-0, and ends their season. So that's where we are for the week there. When we come back, we're up against ABC Sports World. When we come back, we will have the OSF Healthcare News You Can Use Sports and Wellness Edition. We'll dive into volleyball, some exciting stuff there. We'll hear from Coach Josh Landon, as well as Josie Newcomb and Macy Sin with Sista Park Volleyball. They are going to the Elite Eight. We got girls basketball on the way, wrestling, bowling, DAX sports, and a whole lot more when the Saturday Sports Connection continues on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app. Presented by Surf Pro of Vermilion County.
All right. I'm going to go use the bathroom.
Coach basketball, let's tip it off with Blue Bloods from college basketball and freshman Shiny.
Carolina up by 14. White has it tipped away by Wilson. Wilson going to get a run out, and what a finish. The freshman announces his presence to the nation tonight.
That was Jones Angel from Learfield. Caleb Wilson, the freshman at 24. North Carolina passed number 19, Kansas, 87-74. They made 24 of 36 shots after halftime. Other freshman star Darren Peterson at 22 in defeat for the Jayhawks. Meantime, NBA battle for the Lone Star State at the Alamo had the Spurs besting the Rockets 121-110. Wemby at 22, Harrison Barnes 24. Houston's five-game winning streak comes to an end. Nikola Jokic 26, Nuggets all over the Warriors 129-104. Golden State without Steph. SGA at 30, Isaiah Hartenstein career high 33 with 19 boards. Thunder over the Kings 132-101. Giannis 41 points, 15 rebounds, 9 assists. Bucks 126-110 winners over the Bulls. Ja Morant, Cedric Cowher 21 each. Grizzlies over the Mavs 118-104. Anthony Edwards 37. Wolves take the Jazz 137-97. The Magic over the Celtics, 123-110. Franz Wagner at 27 for the winners. Cleveland, 1 point shy of matching a franchise record in a regulation game, 148-114. That over the Wizards. Cade Cunningham, 34. Pistons best the Nets, 125-107. And the Heat down the Hornets, 126-108. Miami set a franchise record, 53 points in the opening quarter. NHL, Terry Panarin for the Rangers had a goal and two assists. They beat the Red Wings 4-1. Kirill Kaprizov, a goal and a give. Wild over the Islanders 5-2.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped good RX and saw the light.
She could get a deal. Book telehealth if she feel.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest. Even my horse downloaded it. Dang, save time and money on prescriptions.
Check good RX. Good RX is not insurance.
Did you know ServPro does more than just restoration and reconstruction work? Well, winter is coming on soon, and most of us will be spending most of our time inside. If you are experiencing allergies or strange smells in your HVAC system, it may be time for your ducts to be cleaned. ServPro can schedule your duct cleaning today. Cleaning, restoration, and construction. Just one call. ServPro does it all. Visit them at ServProVermillionCounty.com.
Here's something to put more sizzle in your holidays from Latos Hardware. Check out their new lines of high-quality Pizzelli irons. What's a Pizzelli? It's like a Belgian waffle or cookie that you make yourself using one of these innovative electric irons from Latos. Like the Model 1000, designed to make a delicious, crispy, high-rib Pizzelli in practically no time at all. Your guests will be clamoring for more, and what a great gift idea. Pizzelli irons from Latos Hardware, 147 State Street in downtown Westville.
Make every day a fiesta at El Toro, serving up all of your Mexican favorites. Try their daily lunch specials, served 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Have an event coming up? Spice it up with El Toro Catering for your next office lunch, wedding reception, or family reunion. El Toro has a vast menu to satisfy every craving. From exciting combination dinners to seafood, sizzling fajitas, and vegetarian options, El Toro has something for everyone. Celebrate flavor at El Toro, 619 South Gilbert in Danville.
Farming is more than an occupation, it's a way of life. This is Dustin Ehler, your country financial agent in Fairmount. And when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We may have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. Contact me, Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative at 205 South Main in Fairmount. Call 217-733-2154.
Welcome back to Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app, presented by ServPro of Vermilion County. Chad and Coach back with you. Time to check in with Tim Dittman, OSF Healthcare for Health News. You can use Sports and Wellness Edition.
Hi, it's Tim Dittman with OSF Healthcare, and this is Healthcare News You Can Use Sports and Wellness Edition. We're getting into the chilly fall and winter months, but healthcare providers want you to stay active. That's easier said than done. No one wants to go for a walk in cold temps or drive to the gym on an icy road. There's a term for staying home and making use of your surroundings to work out. It's called cozy cardio. Claire Spires is an exercise physiologist at OSF. She says you don't have to rush out and buy at-home workout equipment or sign up for an app. For example, you don't need heavy store-bought weights.
Maybe you're doing some bigger muscle groups, biceps, quads. You could add more weight to that. But typically those at-home workouts are made that you can do it with something like a soup can or a water bottle, too.
Keep that water bottle handy for hydration, too. Also, keep safety in mind. After all, if you're normally at a gym or park, you have others who can step in quickly. If you're home alone, you're on your own. So Spire says to scan the room before you start the workout. Remove trip hazards like cords and rugs.
If you're somebody who feels like you could use a little extra stability, maybe working out next to a counter that you can hold on to, nothing that's going to move on you quickly.
Have a phone handy in case you need to call 911. And don't overdo it. Start slow and work up to a more intense workout. The American Heart Association recommends 150 minutes of moderate intensity exercise or 75 minutes of vigorous exercise a week. Spread that out over several days. It's a process, but you'll like the benefits. Lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol, less chance of diabetes, and less chance of heart disease. You might also see improved mood and sleep. That's healthcare news you can use, Sports and Wellness Edition. For a podcast of these programs, go to WYTYradio.com. For more on OSF, visit osfhealthcare.org. For OSF, I'm Tim Dittman.
Thanks, Tim. Tim Dittman with another edition of OSF Healthcare Health News. You can use Sports and Wellness Edition. You can catch the standalone podcast online or on our playback for Saturday Sports Connection. We'll have another episode next weekend. Let's dive right in, Coach. We've got high school volleyball wrapping up on the Illinois side. We've got semi-state. Well, let's start with Indiana last weekend. Semi-states IHSAA. At Peru, Benton Central knocks off Southwood in five sets, then defeats South Adams for the championship in three. They move on. They are at the state championship today. That is against Bar Reeve for the 2A state championship in Indiana. So congratulations to the Lady Bison on the long run and bring home some hardware.
It's been a while since Benton Central's had something positive. You know, one time I believe they won the state championship in girls basketball. Mm-hmm. And it had always been pretty good in boys' basketball, but they dropped off. Anytime you can come back and play for a state championship, and they've got unbelievable facilities at Benson. I mean, this has been 30 years ago they had unbelievable facilities. So
yeah, we're on the Illinois side. This past week we had the Watseka sectional. Lexington ended Watseka's season in two hard-fought sets: 29-27, 26-24. Christopher Pufall's
Watseka
Warriors.
Shout out to
Warriors.
Our boy Barry Bauer.
Yeah, yeah.
He always listens.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And, of course, runs, you know, there again, even when his team is, I mean, his team was in it, but even whenever his team's not in it, great, gracious host for a sectional of that magnitude there. And I've heard that from more than one person. So, Sista Park, Christ Lutheran in the nightcap there, knocks off Dwight in straight sets. Class 2A, it was Unity losing to Bloomington Central Catholic in straight sets at the Clinton sectional. And then a sectional championship on Thursday, Sista Park Christ Lutheran defeats Lexington 25-16, 25-9. That sends them to the Elite Eight, where they take on the Hatchets of Windsor Stew Straws on Monday. They will be taking on the Hatchets over at the Hayward Super Sectional for the right to move on to the IHSA state semifinals Friday. And then the state finals on Saturday next week. Had an opportunity to talk with Josh Landon and a couple players, Josie Newcomb and Macy Sin, about that trek and where how far they've come. Because obviously, with a third place team last year, wanting to get a little bit further in this year, here's what they had to say. It's pretty exciting whenever you have a team nucleus that can come back and do it all again. And right now, it seems like everybody's got Timberwolf fever. What's that been like?
Yeah, it's been very exciting. You know, it's one of those, you look at what was going to be returning from last year's third place finish. So on paper, everything looked very exciting coming back. And the girls have put in a lot of hard work on the off season. Once we got rolling again in August, they were just chomping at the bit, ready to go. I'm always willing to do the extra in practice. Attitudes, energy has all been on the positive side of things. So it's a tribute to them for a lot of our success.
Well, and you've had a front row seat to these girls getting to this point, and it's not just volleyball they're good. I mean, this was a contingent here that's had success in other sports, and just a really special group of girls that their athleticism translates across the board here. What's that been like?
It's fantastic to see everything kind of go hand in hand. You know, the volleyball success leads right into the basketball season, and the last couple years, it is literally leading right into the next day. They've had open gyms on Sunday and started their season on Monday for the tip-off tournament. So it's one of the things that they put in a lot of work in basketball the month of June in preparation for the potential success that we have been fortunate to have. So it's just nice seeing everything continue to build off of each other. And when you're in a small school, it's just awesome that these kids are able to be involved in as many activities and sports that they're able to do.
Speaking as somebody that's involved, we talked with Macy here during the FFA interview, which you can find on our Farm Forward page. And Macy, you talked a little bit during that about making that balance here. What's that been like? You're a senior now, so at this point in time, connecting all those dots got to be probably a little easier for you than maybe when you first started. You're juggling a lot, but right now, first and foremost, you're focusing on volleyball and doing what you can to help your team and your teammates to get this victory. What's that like inside the nucleus there?
So it's definitely kind of hard to juggle out, but mostly for us, communication is really good. So like if there's like an FFA contest that we want to go to, we need to talk to our coach and our advisor about it to see what we'd have to do to make up that practice, or like what time we'd be back to see if we would make practice on time or game-wise. And then we'd just have to go what's best. Like for convention, we had regionals on one of the days, so we weren't going to miss that. And we were going to be able to go Friday night, but after regionals, practices and whatever, but nobody ended up going because we all wanted to focus more on volleyball and we had other stuff come up that we couldn't make it. But it's definitely not the easiest thing to do.
Well, and through all this, not only did you have convention, which of course you had to set aside, you had the regionals, you've got your FFA auction coming up that you're prepping for. I understand that you and a couple of the other players stayed back and helped out with that. And through that process, you can verbalize and kind of try to work your way out verbally through what you want to do on the volleyball court while you're doing some of those things. But it just doesn't substitute for what you're able to do whenever you get into the gym.
Yeah, I think like as we've gone, it's definitely been easier to balance, especially because we're like used to it now. And both of our coaches and advisors are very understanding about everything.
And having been through it last year, you know that with that process, is there that sense of, okay, we've been through it, so maybe a little bit of that excitement's worn off and we can kind of get down to business and just play our game, do our thing?
Yeah, I think since last year we've gone through it, it's definitely helped a lot this year. But the timelines with a lot of stuff has changed since last year, so it's been harder. I mean, we still work through it and get through it, so it's pretty good, I would say.
We'll switch over to Josie here and find out kind of what that looks like from her frame here, because you get everybody on the same page there, but everybody views what they need to do a little differently here. What's that been like for you and all the things that you have on your plate?
I would say communication is definitely a key factor in a small school like ours. I mean, we have every person, whether it's basketball, volleyball, FFA, all chipping in to our community, really. We love to give back to our community, and I'd say it's one of the things we love about our school is as we give back to our community, they come in to support us. Whether it's in auction, regionals, sectionals, we have a big traveling squad. So I think our community actually really helps us kind of differentiate what we need to prioritize.
Well, and let's talk about that, because I think the sense of community here is something that's rather unique, particularly within our region here, because not only you have Sista Park as a community as itself, you have a lot of the feeder communities, and you have the Christ Lutheran component to it. You have some of the other schools that you guys co-op with, like Milford with football, that I'm sure that they have a little bit of a front row seat of kind of seeing how this is. Plus, you have the area as large. Once you get into this point of the season, you're representing the region. You're representing East Central Illinois, so there's a lot of folks that get on board with where you're going as a team. It's also sort of like that with, as you mentioned, the FFA with basketball, some of these other components where there's a lot of folks that know about Sista Park, love this community. Maybe they're doing that from afar, but you guys really feel that sense of community whenever you get outside your own community too, don't you?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, in the locker room before we played at Watsika, we were all joking. It's basically a home game. I mean, you walked out onto the court, and it's just amazing to see all of our community in the stands, whether, like you said, from Milford, Watsika, Cessna. I think we have a lot of strong components that are really pushing us forward, and definitely each other as we look at each other for support.
So tying it back up here with Coach Landon, there's a lot of different approaches that a coach can take. You're not underdogs, I don't think. I think you can always use that as a motivation tool to get players pumped up, be kind of the Sista Park versus the world type of mentality. What have you found has been the kind of the one binding factor here, the one motivation that has been the most successful in keeping everybody focused on where the end goal is here?
The big thing that we've really stressed this year is to go be the best version of ourselves. You know, there's going to be some outside pressure. There's the discussion of what their goal is and what they hope that it would be, you know, after their success that they had as sophomores, getting third place last year, et cetera. So the biggest thing that we've really stressed, though, is go out and be the best that you can be on that particular day. We've stressed that every play is important, and no matter what, you know, like these girls have said, we have the support from their teammates, from their classmates, the community. That's the biggest thing, is if we're putting our best out there, a lot of good things are going to continue to happen.
I appreciate you spending time with us. You got a busy week and a half here ahead of you. All the best to you, and thanks for spending time with us.
All right, absolutely. Thanks for all the coverage.
Macy, appreciate it.
Thank you.
Josie, go get them.
Thank you so much.
Ice water in their veins, Coach. I tell you, right now, there's so much poise going on with that Sista Park volleyball program. Last year was the fun year. They had the nerves. They got in. They got to third place at Normal. And this year, I tell you, you know what? They're loose. They are having a good time with this. They've got a lot of other things kind of going on away from the court. They're again maybe distracting them from the fact that maybe they should be nervous. But they've been there before, and I think they're gonna make a strong run here towards championship gold here this year. Are you there?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I agree with you. Oh, I'm sorry.
I for the first time, I think I've left you speechless.
Well, I thought you were still on the interview.
No. I think you know this is going to be the year. You know, Sista Park. Of course, they've got a few folks from Christ Lutheran there, so they're kind of in that epicenter as well. Of all this here, Windsor Stu Straw is going to post a good challenge. I was able to talk with one of their sports announcers down in that area, and he says they're a younger team. He feels like Sista Park, this is going to be their year. He feels like the Hatchets maybe just kind of where Sista Park was a year ago, that they're a good team, that they're going to definitely have another run in them. But there again, I think in this situation, experience of being there, of having been there, maybe takes a little bit of the edge off.
I would agree. And again, anytime you got, I don't care what sport it is, you've got veteran players. They know what the goal is. Mm-hmm. They're a little more confident. They're a little more secure what they do. And that's why it happened. I've seen it happen in Denver Communications. I've seen it happen in Milford. I've seen it happen in other teams I've had. The young experienced ones, they don't have what I call interest mm-hmm. involved in it. These people have got a stack of interest built up in this volleyball program through practice, summertime, and all that, and it's payoff time.
Yep, and they're going to have a great match. I have a feeling Monday night, Hayworth Super Sectional, Sista Park Christ Lutheran, and Windsor Stu Straws. And of course, that leads winner there heading to state semifinals. Will be part of the Final Four next weekend. Switching gears to girls high school basketball. We got through all the scrimmages last week. We started for real this past week. You had Crawfordsville over Attica 28-27. You have Fountain Central over West Lafayette 42-27. North Putt over North Vermilion 50-40. Riverton Park topped Cloverdale 25-21. South Putnam over South Vermilion 69-9.
Let me make a quick comment here. If you remember back, Attica was struggling in a lot of sports. Mm-hmm. And I know the coach took over the women's program, Attica, in 28-27. Though they got beat, that tells me that Dan Dawson has done a pretty good job for the Red Ramblers. And Crawfordsville, I think, are 2 or 3A schools. So Attica, 1A school. So hats off to Dan.
Fountain Central would later beat Clinton Prairie 49-22. Seagard dumps Crawfordsville 60-32. The game between Park Heritage and North Putnam was postponed to a time to be determined. Last night's action, Fountain Central over Frankfort 55-10. So the Lady Mustangs started their season 3-0. They continue today with a couple games. Park Heritage hosts North Montgomery Riverton at North Putnam tip-off classic. This upcoming week, you have, as Coach mentioned, Attica will be at Frontier and hosting North Montgomery. Fountain Central will be at Clinton Central and hosting Faith Christian. North Vermilion will be at Southmont, and then the Banks with North Vermilion and Park Heritage getting together. South Vermilion and Riverton Park. Park Heritage, will, before reaching Banks, will be at South Putnam, Seeger, and at South Newton, and at Bent Central this week. Covington will host North Putnam and South Newton this week. So that's what girls basketball looks like right now. I believe we are still 9 days away from the start of IHSA girls basketball before that starts in earnest here. So they'll be wrapping up their practices, or their preseason practices, as it were, this upcoming week. In wrestling action, girls wrestling, you had a couple of matches that got canceled this week. I'm not sure kind of what happened. We jumped the gun, or if they were outside the window. I've started seeing some of that happening. But Seeger at Lafayette Central Catholic, Park Heritage at Terre Haute South, as some of these teams looking to come out the gate, get healthy, and build their teams. Remember, girls wrestling still relatively new on the high school landscape. So putting teams together, making sure that they can have enough to warrant some of these meets, especially the dual meets. Maybe a little easier for the bigger meets. The dual meets are going to be a little tougher, and it's going to be rough and tumble. We're going to see that happening. Now, today they'll have the Benton Central Delphi invite. The Sullivan Indiana Fall Brawl will contain wrestlers from South Vermilion and Covington. Park Heritage Girls invite today, featuring Seeger, Riverton Park, and Fountain Central. This upcoming week, South Vermilion will be at Fountain Central, Seeger at McCutcheon, and Park Heritage will host Terre Haute North. Boys bowling, Hoopston area and Cornerstone Christian had to cancel this week because they were outside that IHSA window there. They will start as upcoming week. It'll be Hoopston area at Danville. Danville will also later in the week host Bishop Mack in boys high school bowling action. So that is where we are at for those sports this week. And, of course, probably the lightest sports week that we'll have for a long time coming up. Just one page that we've been able to blow through here this upcoming week as far as high school sports. We'll take a break when we come back. We'll have DAC sports. We'll dive into other items for the week, and we'll have the wrap-up of our show here today when the Saturday Sports Connection continues on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app, courtesy of ServPro of Vermilion County.
Did you know ServPro does more than just restoration and reconstruction work? Well, winter is coming on soon, and most of us will be spending most of our time inside. If you are experiencing allergies or strange smells in your HVAC system, it may be time for your ducts to be cleaned. ServPro can schedule your duct cleaning today. Cleaning, restoration, and construction. Just one call. ServPro does it all. Visit them at ServProVermilionCounty.com.
Need care that's easy and quick? OSF On-Call Urgent Care does the trick. For illnesses that can't wait, virtual visits are first rate. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. For 24/7 care that's easy to find, OSF On-Call Urgent Care virtual visits offer peace of mind. Start a visit at any time, day or night, at osfoncall.org/virtualvisit.
UHAS Diagnostics is your new Napa heavy-duty truck care center. But that's not all. Lawnmowers? Yes. Golf carts? Absolutely. Small engines? Why not? And they will pick it up for a small fee. The team at UHAS Diagnostics want their clients driving away safer than when they brought their transportation to them. Ask about their free 15-minute auto consultation to diagnose your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or 24/7 on the mobile at 217-260-3339. UHAS Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit at 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
Hello, I'm Jerry Stewart. How many folks in America today do you suppose actually know how much our freedom has cost? Join me for my special Veterans Day program, Forever Heroes. Their stories will help to remind us all. It's my all-new Veterans Day tribute program. Please join me.
Forever Heroes, presented by GW's Edgar County Locker and Anthem Chevrolet. Listen Veterans Day at 10.05 a.m. and 1.05 p.m. on WITY.
Welcome back to Saturday Sports Connection here on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, the WITY radio app. Chad and Coach back with you, courtesy of Servpro of Vermilion County. Coach, you got Dak Sports.
Dak Sports, Dambler Community College, 85, Kalamazoo Valley, 72. Today, Dambler Community College goes up to see my old buddy John Pagotti as Dambler Community College goes to South Suburban. Of course, John doesn't get out of the South Suburban area very often, but yeah, he's got a good program, and Dambler Community College goes right into the heart of that. This week, Illinois Wesleyan JV is at Dambler Community College. Women's college basketball, Dambler Community College 103, Clark State, which is over in Ohio, 41. Kankakee, the Cavaliers 58, Dambler Community College 45, longtime rivalry with the Cavaliers today. John A. Logan at Dambler Community College. John A. Logan is a Division One junior college, and Dambler Community College at Olney Central. Now, going back real quickly about junior college basketball, they have a rating system, and a lot of the Division One junior college, men-wise, will not play the Division Twos. There's quite a disparity there, and there's some controversy about it, which I'll lead some stuff later.
Yeah.
College volleyball, Morton defeated Dambler Community College 25-12, 25-15, 21-25, 27-25, second year for the Lady Jaguars. Parkland defeats Dambler Community College 25-18, 25-9, 25-10. Dambler Community College at Heartland. And that wraps up Dambler Community College and what goes on at the Jaguar Dome.
Very good, very good.
And we'll Jaguar Den, I should say. That's what it used to be called, not the Dome, Jaguar Den.
We'll get into some of those changes that Coach talked about with College Moment. One thing that we want to do as our kind of other items for the week, congrats to retired South Vermilion head baseball coach Tim Terry. Of course, always great at getting us information about his team over the years. Selected to be a part, an inductee into the 2026 Indiana Baseball Coaches Hall of Fame class. All the best to him in that, and of course, well deserved there. Coach, you mentioned, and we talked a little bit about off air before the show about something that was passed down this week as far as eligibility goes for folks that are. Have that JUCO experience. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the big news came out the other day from NJCA and NCAA that now a junior college player 1 year would not lose that eligibility. In other words, he'd have 5 years to play it at a Division I school. So if you remember back, there was a football player, I believe he played, I want to say New Mexico military, one of the prep schools, and he got that year back. They had a lawsuit. I think he played at Vanderbilt. Anyway, everybody said, well, that rule's going to change. Well, this is what the rule is. It has changed. So, and I think some of it's guided towards the prep schools, because the prep schools now, you know, you can be at a prep school and you don't lose any eligibility. Like I have four players at Seymour Prep. Well, it's great for them. They practice twice a day. They play, I know they just played Jay Harrington's team. They play a lot of JUCO teams. And they play prep schools. And it's great for them because they're getting prepared to play at the next level. The climate at the college levels has changed drastically. A high school kid is going to be tough for him to be recruited. If I was going to give advice to somebody, I think Peoples has gone to, up north, not St. Cloud, but anyway, I think it's where, Morgan Theater, Matt's at, who used to be at Parkland, played there, and his dad used to be at Southern Evansville and Western. So Division II NCAA now can go out anytime and recruit. They don't have a window like the Division I's. And you're going to see a lot more kids just to get into school. So, and what the idea is, kind of like Humerkowski, who's at Illinois, started out at an AI school, then he went to Evansville, then he's at Illinois.
Yeah.
You're going to see more of that as those coaches at the apex level, like Brad Underwood, are going to go that route. And the other thing that's come out with the NCAA is that now if you played at a D-League school, and that's happened, I saw the UCLA coach, women's coach, talk about it, and also the men's program. If you were a pro and you played the D-League and you still get eligibility left, you can go back and play in college basketball. And I think a lot, what people forget, like the guys that played the last Djokovic and the big serve they have, those guys were basically pros overseas.
Yeah.
And now, because of the NIL deal, that's why they've migrated to the States. I can tell you right now, Djokovic, a year ago, the guard, if you did not have the NIL, he would have never came to Illinois. Then neither would the big serve. That would probably never happen. But that's what's opened up the door for everybody. The NIL deal and the transfer portal. All these guys and the college coaches are looking at the transfer portal before they take JUCO guys, before they take high school guys. Unless you're Cooper Flagg, and there's not many of him. I saw him on a clip the other day. He's an unusual guy from that standpoint. There's just not many high school guys who are going to step in and play at the Division I level. I think here's the other thing, which scares me a little bit. I just saw an article today about the demise of high school basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And we've already seen it with some of the travel teams with volleyball and softball, that what we know is high school sports, like we love and talk about, there's kids are going to go towards the AAU, and AAU will start taking over during the summertime and the wintertime.
Yeah.
And I really struggle with that because there's a lot of those coaches I just do not care for.
Yeah.
Because they're in it for a couple of things. They don't practice them. They're in it for the money. I just don't think it's a good situation. There's a few out there, don't get me wrong, but I just think that's the route. And I keep seeing that, hearing that from all the contacts I have. I think we're getting more closer to the European model. I know they used to have good sport, high school sports in England. They got away from all that. Now it's all club teams.
Yeah.
And you see it all over Europe.
Coach, we got about 50 seconds left here before we got to wrap up here, but give me like a 35-second synopsis here, kind of your viewpoint here. On one hand, yes, you get all that experience. The other hand here, I think that people may be lost on is, it's, I think for the first time in a long time here, if we're looking at glass half full, we're encouraging kids to finish their college education here, I think, with a lot of this, too.
I would say that's the only positive out of that, because I thought that also, because when you look at the kid that went to Kansas State, well, the guy's a Mainer. Yeah, he's going back in the G League. He'll make a little money overseas, but not like he's going to make in college. And you're going to see him go back and do this. That's, if you're going to say something positive, that would be the positive out of the whole thing. If they continue to do that. Now, I think that's the case. The one and done guys, that's pretty much, you know.
Well, and I'm even thinking of it from a standpoint, like, you know, you think of some of those yesteryear Illinois guys, you know, your Jay Lehmans, your Trent Meachams, that now are impacting the community in other ways and using that that time with the Illini to expand. And they're proud. Yeah, and I think you got a certain element of that with alum anyway. But now, you know, you see that, okay, you know, those guys went and got their degree. They're you know, I think that there's a bigger element, especially in the age where brand is so huge. Coach, we got to wrap up here. Don't forget, 1:30 State Farm agent Kurt Ellis pregame show, 2 p.m. kickoff. We won't be together next week, but we'll talk to you, Coach, here coming up on the 22nd.
Well, that's right. You're playing Santa. That's right.
Hey, going to be a festival of trees on location next week. So we'll talk to you in a few weeks, Coach.
All right.